This is the Down East Journal on Public Radio East. With several highly publicized shootings by police officers around the country, body cameras have been in the news lately. Law enforcement in the largest city in North Carolina announced 85 officers were outfitted with lipstick-sized cameras on Wednesday. They record everything from traffic stops to arrests, disturbances, and any use of force. The cameras automatically start recording when an officer turns on their patrol car's blue lights. Charlotte-Mecklenburg police hope to have about 1,400 officers wearing body-mounted cameras by October. Even small towns are finding body cameras useful. In Wayne County, Mount Olive police officers have worn them for about 8 months. Today, Mac McKee speaks with Interim Police Chief Tommy Brown about how they use the 21st century technology.
Chief, thank you so much for carving out some time in your busy schedule to talk with us on the Down East Journal today. How long has the department had those body cameras, Chief?
We got our body cameras. We placed the order back in late August of last year and got them within the first couple of weeks of September.
Did your department have to pass a certain set of criteria to get the cameras in the first place?
Instead of doing the paperwork for a grant and having to wait for it to go down the line and eventually get the funds in to get the cameras, we just went ahead and purchased them. At some point in the future, we'll be looking at some grant money to expand our body-worn camera system.
What prompted your police department to procure the body cameras in the first place, Chief?
The current issues that are going on in today's society, we just felt like it was a good move to make. We had talked about it within the last couple of years.
How do you decide which officers wear the body-worn cameras?
We purchased one body camera per full-time sworn officer here, and that roughly runs to about 15 body cameras from the entry-level patrol up to some of the senior management. So basically every full-time officer has a body camera, and then we have two cameras put off to the side for auxiliary officers that may come in and work as well.
Can you describe what those body cameras look like and where they are placed on the officer?
Body cameras, and I'm actually holding one now, they are about 2 3/4 inch long by 2 inches wide, maybe not quite an inch thick. The uniformed officers typically wear them on their uniform breast pocket that has a side zip on it, and most of them just clip them there on that. That way it's kind of at almost eye level, so it captures everything from that officer's point of view.
Does the officer have control of when the camera turns on and off?
Yes, they do. We have a policy in place that states when they are to turn the cameras on. It's a very strict policy, but we are in the process of updating the policy and changing things with it. But the camera comes with a remote system so that the officer does not have to manipulate the camera at all once it's on his breast pocket.
Has the video you've collected, Chief, using these cameras proven useful in everyday investigations?
It has, as far as maybe a couple of officer complaints or some questionable actions. They've been helpful in if someone made a statement that the officer was a little too aggressive or the officer was verbally abusive, we've gone back and looked at the video and found that wasn't the case. We haven't had them long enough to, unfortunately, to be used in any kind of trial proceedings, but I feel certain there's going to come a time where they will be beneficial in the courtroom.
How long is the video that is kept?
Yeah, we're going to keep the videos indefinitely. A supervisor downloads the cameras, transfers the videos to an external hard drive where they're kept, and then once that external hard drive gets full, we'll replace it with a separate external hard drive, and we'll just keep building on that.
Now, is all the video reviewed at once or a case-by-case basis?
The supervisor of individual officers are the ones that sit down and download the cameras. They view the video once they download it, and if there's any issues, they bring it forward. There's some training issues with it where they feel like, hey, this was maybe a bad move on the officer. His positioning in the traffic stop wasn't really well. Then they can go to that individual officer and say, hey, I watched your video. You might want to think about approaching the vehicle this way, or you might want to think about approaching this person in this way.
How do you think these body cameras benefit both the police department and the public?
I really think it keeps an officer on his toes or her toes and keeps them on their best behavior because they know that they're being recorded. Just think it keeps them in that professional manner. The public side of it, just from what I've seen so far, they've been on their best behavior because they know they're being recorded.
Chief Brown, thank you so much for being our guest today on Downey's Journal.
Other cities in eastern North Carolina are using body cameras. Kinston Department of Public Safety received a $13,000 matching grant in fall 2014 from North Carolina Crime Control and Public Safety to provide body cameras to all of their officers. New Bern officers don't use body cameras, neither does Jacksonville. Public Information Officer for Jacksonville Police, Beth Purcell, says they are testing and evaluating three body camera systems.
The optimum concept would be to outfit all of the officers, but that would depend on budgetary constraints, and also they would develop a policy for the use of the cameras as well.
Purcell couldn't give a definite time on when she expects Jacksonville police officers to start using body cameras. The Greenville Police Department has been using them for the longest time. We reached out to Greenville Police several times this week to learn how the body cameras are a benefit to them and the community, but we didn't get a call back. Officers started wearing body cameras in January 2013 and since has equipped all of their officers with chest-mounted cameras.